In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
Sunday? Who, to whom was dedicated last Sunday? 2 weeks ago, we celebrated what? The descent of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and the Holy Spirit filled them and they preached to the people in Jerusalem in different languages. And then, the first Sunday after Pentecost is dedicated to all those who, by the grace of God, and by working together with God, became full of the grace of God. Who do you think I'm talking about? Do you remember who we talked about last Sunday? About?
About the disciples,
about saints. And what makes a saint a saint? Do you remember now? Do you remember what we concluded last Sunday that makes a saint a saint?
Even saints have their own sins.
We said that even saints have their own sins.
It's not a person that doesn't have sins.
Exactly. A saint is not a person who has no sins, but a saint is somebody who
loves God over everybody else.
Who loves God over anything or anybody else, and because he or she loves God, a saint makes what? Good choices in life. A saint chooses God, and because he or she chooses God, a saint makes, generally speaking, good choices in life. And in this gospel, did you pay attention to today's gospel? We saw some people making some good choices. Who made some good choices in today's gospel?
Peter.
Who else?
Andrew.
And two other brothers. Sons of Zebedee.
John
and his brother, his older brother, James. Peter and Andrew were brothers, and James and John were brothers too. And they were, what kind of profession did they have? They were fishermen. And they were fishing by the Lake of Galilee, and Jesus went by and he asked them to do what?
Come with him.
To follow him and to become his disciples. Did they follow him? They followed him. So, was that a good call?
Yes.
Was that a good answer?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you, have you ever received some good calls? Can you give me an example of a good call that you received? What could be a good call? Because, you know, maybe you'd say, you know, but Jesus never asked me. Jesus never came to me and asked me to become his disciple because I would have gladly became his disciple. But I think Jesus gives each and every one of us good calls every day. Every day. Can you give me an example of a good call that comes from God?
You can have a birthday party, some kids do not have birthday parties.
So?
And so that's...
So what's the good call? Can you give me an example of a good call that you received? What would be a good call? How does the morning start for you? up. Is that not a good call? No. I think it is. Especially in the summertime, I know you don't like it, but I think it is a good call. Wake up! It's time to get up and to do something today, not to sleep all day. Would that be a good day to sleep all day?
Not really.
What would happen if you would sleep every day of your life? Would that be a good life in the end?
No.
So is that a good call to get up in the morning? Yeah? And then what other calls do you receive in the morning? Every day.
Breakfast.
Before breakfast?
Brush your teeth.
Is that not a good call? And then, what's the next call?
Come have breakfast.
And before breakfast?
Brush your hair.
After brushing your hair and before breakfast? Let's pray, let's have breakfast, let's go to school, or let's go do this, let's go do that. Good calls. These are good calls. And you could say yes, or you could say no. Right?
Right.
What happens if you say no to a good call? What happens?
Nothing happens.
Always something happens. You know, that's the thing. It's not that nothing happens. Because when nothing happens, in fact, something bad happens. When something good could have happened and it doesn't happen, they say that in fact, we will be judged. At the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be judged not for what we did, but we will be judged by what we could have done. And we refuse to do. And according to the Gospel of Matthew, that's the case. The people who ended up separated from God, they ended up separated from God because they refused to do good. So many times, you know, we focus on what we are doing wrong. That happens anyway. We should not focus on that so much. That's why I told you last Sunday that a saint is not somebody who has no sins, who doesn't. Everybody makes mistakes. So let's not worry so much about the mistakes we make. Because that's where we'll get. That's where we'll stay, with the mistakes. Oh, look what I did. It's done. Let's get over it. Ask for forgiveness and move on and see what you could do. We will be judged. Not for what we did, but for what we could have done and refused to do. Therefore, when you receive a good call, and these are very simple calls, you know, do you think it would have been easier for Peter and Andrew and James and John to just stay fishermen and to live a normal, easy life?
No.
I think it would have been easier.
It would have been easier, but they wouldn't be so much attached to God.
Exactly. It would have been a lot easier to stay in their village, to remain fishermen, to live a simple life, and to die in old age. But would we be speaking about them today if they did that?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't. And because they answered the good call. And because they did something a lot harder, because it was a lot harder to become fishers of men, as Jesus promised them. It was a lot harder to become disciples of Jesus Christ, to be with Him, to suffer with Him, and then to preach the gospel after His resurrection, and in the end, to die for Him. To die deaths of martyrs for him. It was a lot harder, but it was a lot more beautiful, a lot more meaningful. So in life, besides receiving these simple calls of getting up, brushing your teeth, praying in the morning, having breakfast, going to school, you might receive even some higher calls. Let's do something good. Let's do something great. Do not refuse such calls, because God is calling you to become His disciples, to become like Him, and to preach the gospel by doing good in the world. Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. Not only the children, but each and every one of us. All of us are bombarded with any kind of calls every day. From ads on the street, in the newspapers, you know, on TV, to calls from charitable organizations, from the church, from everybody, from the family members, co-workers, you name it. We are bombarded with any kind of calls every day. And we have the free will to answer as we wish to these calls. And by the way, free choice, freedom of choice, was not given to us by our modern democracies. It was just reinstated by our modern democracies, thank God, but it was given to us by God in paradise. It was given to us by God from the beginning, when God planted a beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden, and He told Adam and Eve, eat from anything, but if you want to stay in communion with me, don't eat yet from this tree. Freedom of choice. And when Adam and Eve chose not to stay in communion with God, not to abide in His word, not to abide in Him, God didn't get very upset. He just said, I'm sorry. This is the consequence of what you did, but I'll never forget about you, and I'll provide salvation for you. And He came and He saved us. So I just want you to keep in mind that freedom of choice was given to us by God, and we are called also to give freedom of choice to the people around us. Sometimes we're in a position of authority. As parents, as bosses, as you name it, we have to give freedom of choice to the people around us. Because only through this freedom of choice, we could get into loving relationships and we could stay into real loving relationships. No freedom, no real love. That's why God gave us the freedom of choice. And He took the chance. He took the chance of having us stay in His loving relationship or not, because He wanted to be in a real loving relationship with us. So we are bombarded by any kind of calls. How do we answer these calls? How could we answer only to good calls and stay away from the calls that are not leading to life? That are not leading to life. How could we make the decision of choosing and answering only the good calls, the calls that are leading to life? A rule of thumb is to follow the calls that are loving. And to follow the calls, in order to follow the calls that are loving, we have to deny ourselves. Once again, as a rule of thumb, if one call is giving us personal pleasure, generally speaking, that's not a good call. That's a selfish call. And sooner or later, that will not lead us to life, but to slowly to death. If we try to only fulfill our pleasures and desires, sooner or later, that is going to lead us to death. And that's why so many times in life, we make wrong choices, wrong decisions, because we just want to follow what makes us feel good. And so many times, on the short term, we always have to ask ourselves, is this really going to lead me to life? Is this really going to make me more like God? Or is just satisfying my pleasures and desires? But sometimes, even if God gave us conscience, and as St. Paul says in today's epistle reading, even the pagans, the Gentiles who have no law, out of their heart, they have a conscience. They know what is wrong and what is good. But so many times, things are not so black and white. We don't know what to choose. And especially when it is about very important decisions in life, it is hard to choose. How do you make a choice? What the church recommends in such a situation is to bring ourselves to God. That's why, by the way, Adam and Eve could not make a good choice, because they separated themselves from God. And that's what happens to us so many times. The devil fools us around, as he did, with Adam and Eve. The devil fools us around, creates a storm, and we don't know where we are anymore, and we don't know what to choose. That's why we have to pause, to connect ourselves with God, to find peace, and with peace and clarity, to find out what is loving to do in that situation. Pause, try to remove yourself from the storm, pray, maybe even fast. And what I mean by fasting, first of all, fasting is about removing ourselves, from our pleasures and desires and getting into communion with God. It is impossible to make a good choice, a good decision, when our heart and our mind is clouded with, any kind of pleasure. Even too much food and too much drink could cloud the mind and the heart so that we could not make the right decision. So try to make sure that your body and your mind is purified from any kind of bad substance or too much food or drugs or whatever. And you have a clear mind and a clear heart. And pray, and also get in touch with somebody who, by the grace of God, at that moment in life, is a little more connected with God than you are. Ask for guidance. As St. Paul says in the first letter to Corinthians, ask for somebody else's conscience. What do you think? What is it loving to do? What would lead me to life and towards God? What should I choose? And then, even then, later in life, we might have some regrets. We might have some second thoughts. I should have chosen that 15 years ago. But if we do this, if at least we try to make a good choice, we know that we didn't try to make a choice in a hurry. At least we know that we tried our best 15 years ago to connect ourselves with God and to make the best choice. And one more thing I want to tell you. Sometimes it seems that we didn't make the right choice. But if we made that choice in connection with God, then we should put our trust in God, that for those who love God, everything works out for good. We could tell ourselves, Lord, you know that I didn't try to choose something selfish. And I put my trust in you, that whatever I chose, whatever I have chosen 15 years ago, even if I can't see the good results right now, I put my trust in you, that you will transform it into a victory. Therefore, we are faithful. Let us pray, and let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ, who chose to leave the glory and beauty of heaven, and he came and became one with us. Let us ask him to give us his love, his wisdom, his discernment, and to renew our stained conscience so that we could make loving choices that would lead us to life, that would lead us to him, the author and the giver of life. Open up our ears, O Lord Jesus Christ, so that we could hear your divine loving calls. Teach us, O Lord, to overcome our laziness and our selfish desires. And like Peter, Andrew, James, and John, make us able to give a good answer to your calls and to follow you every day of our lives. For you are our God, and we offer glory to you and your Father and your Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.